This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
The Women's Hoop Show, a podcast hosted by me, Jordan Robinson, brings you fresh women's basketball voices and breakdowns every week. I'll be joined by hoop experts all year long. Find the Women's Hoop Show on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
As summer starts to wind down, we're going to do a little something different on today's Gaines podcast. We're going to talk about the business of volleyball as the AVP Chicago Open brings the sport to Oak Street Beach this weekend. I'm Andy Gersher, and this is Gaines. All right, we're talking pro beach volleyball ahead of the AVP Chicago Open. Going to be at Oak Street Beach this weekend. Tickets are still available at avp.com/tickets, so definitely check that out. All right, let's bring on Trevor Crabb, volleyball pro and 9-time winner of the AVP Tour. Trevor, great to have you on the Gaines podcast.
Yeah, thanks for having me. Looking forward to this weekend.
Yeah, and you've had a decent track record in Chicago. If I'm not mistaken, you've won the past two events that we've had over the past 2 years.
Yep, I've done pretty well there, and actually this will be a I made the last three finals and then won the last two tournaments. So I've had some success in Chicago and definitely one of my favorite stops on the tour.
Yeah, I was running by Oak Street Beach this weekend, and they were already starting to put up that massive venue, which is really cool, right on the lakefront. So I guess we'll start with talking about bringing the AVP Tour to Chicago. You've done it a ton of times. Set the scene for us. What should people anticipate this weekend?
Yeah, so I mean, Chicago has one of the best volleyball communities out there. The fans are always great each year, and I think because it's summertime in Chicago, everyone's always out and about and having fun outside and taking advantage of that warm weather they get in the summer. So it's just a great atmosphere overall. It's one of the best venues to play in, the backdrop of the water tower right there. Then we're right on the lake, so you can't really get much better than that.
You know, how does Chicago stack up? I mean, you guys do a tour of events across the country. How does Chicago stack up?
So Chicago is always one of the bigger events, especially for prize money. It's this and Manhattan Beach are kind of the two biggest ones of the year. We always have. And we had Manhattan Open last week, and now we get to kind of run it right to Chicago for the second biggest event of the year. So I think everyone's, really wants to win this event. It means a lot to them.
And, the nice thing about the AVP Tour is it gives the sport exposure. There's a ton of Olympians that are going to be involved. It brings a lot of people into the pro sport of beach volleyball, Olympians, after they're done with the Olympics. So just talk about what this means to the sport and the pros involved.
Yeah, I mean, for beach volleyball, it's one of the cooler things for the fans because you can be right up and close and personal with the athletes, unlike other sports where you're kind of distance a little bit. You can get right up to the side of the court on those outer courts, and then if you're in the courtside boxes in stadium, you're right next to the athletes, and you get to give them high fives or after the game. So it's a unique experience. like I said, the volleyball community is always super welcoming, and the fans go crazy in Chicago. So it's just a great atmosphere.
And you've been in the sport for a while. So talk about being a pro volleyball player.
Yeah, it's definitely a grind. You know, it's we don't get paid like the other sports. So, you know, only the top few teams really make a good living out here. And the rest of the teams kind of are fighting for, you know, trying to make a living, and then also battling, you know, maybe a side job on the side. So it's really kind of cutthroat. But we got some new ownership coming in, and hopefully changing things around this next few years.
Well, yeah, and you know, that's the one thing that I noticed. The Olympics helps bring a lot of more. I don't want to say volleyball, beach volleyball is a fringe sport, but compared to like the NFL, the NBA, and the likes like that, the one thing is these Olympic years bring a lot of these other sports that maybe a lot of people don't know a ton about to the forefront. And then having an event like this enables some of those athletes to kind of cash in. But you were talking about how it's not like being an NFL top draft pick. It's a completely different animal. And just talk about, you know, your path as a pro volleyball player. Let's start at the beginning. How did you get into pro volleyball, and how have you been able to make it work?
Right. So, yeah, I mean, I've played volleyball growing up my whole life. Obviously, indoor is kind of the main route that people go to for college. Like I did myself, I went the indoor route. And then right after college, I, you know, just took a chance on myself and tried to play my first qualifier right out of college, and then slowly just got better and better and kind of made my way to the top in the sport. And luckily I've had good sponsors, you know, and that really helps to make a living out here because obviously the prize money isn't the biggest, so we kind of have to find other ways of revenue. But yeah, we're looking forward to the new future of the AVP.
Well, and just talk about real quick, you mentioned, have you had to work jobs along the way? You mentioned endorsements are probably a key part of the sport. So just talk about that real quick, too.
Yeah, so like when I first started, like I kind of had to, you know, supplement something on the side. So I did a little coaching on the side. That's what kind of most athletes do, or, you know, most pro beach players do. They coach on the side. It's easy for them. It's kind of quick money on the side. So most people will do that, and then once you kind of make it to the top ranks, you know, you're making more in prize money than you're making more, obviously, in endorsements as well.
And then on the endorsement side, let's talk about, just real quickly, because this is a business podcast, let's talk about your endorsements. I mean, how big of it part of what you do is endorsement part of the equation?
So I would say, for me, at least, it's been probably about half of my income would be endorsements for the sport. Yeah.
Let's give some of the companies that back you a little love. Who are some of the companies that support you and support this sport in a big way?
So my biggest one and my longest one has been Rain Storm, which is owned by Monster Energy, that with the energy drink side of it. They've been, you know, super supportive of me, and kind of I've had them for the last 6 years, and they're kind of they've been game changers for me on a financial level. So that's big. And I've had a few other small ones here and there kind of come in, and I'm actually in the process right now of working on a new apparel deal. So I won't name any names right now, but yeah.
And then as far as, you know, you're going to be participating this weekend, you know, knee deep in the action. Talk about what your weekend looks like when you do a tour like this and you come into Chicago. You guys are going to, you know, action starts on Friday. There'll be basically a tournament throughout the weekend. And then, if I'm not mistaken, the championships like on Sunday at 2 p.m. It'll be on the CW network. So you're getting some TV exposure as well. But talk about what your weekend, when you go into an event like this, what's it like? When did you get into town? Do you know, talk about just your process of going through a weekend like this.
Yep. So we're coming in. I'm coming in from California, so I'll get there tomorrow. I leave tomorrow, Wednesday. And then Thursday is usually, you know, a little bit of media sometimes, or like you know, some a light practice, and then we get going Friday morning, early Friday morning, and all the way to Sunday.
Talk about where Chicago sits in the tour. What's your summer been looking like, and then where do you go after as well? Where does Chicago sit on the calendar?
So Chicago has always been kind of the last big event of the year. So we've had a couple years back, they've actually called it the AVP Championships and labeled Chicago as that one. So it's usually the last one of the year. This year's a little different because the AVP is starting up its new league. I'm not sure if you heard, but they're totally coming in and changing things around.
Yeah, and we're going to talk about that because that's, again, taking the sport that next step. Go ahead.
Yep. So, yeah, that's going to be starting up mid-September. So Chicago is technically the last, you know, normal beach volleyball tournament for the AVP this year.
All right, we got to take a quick break. We'll be right back with beach volleyball pro Trevor Crabb in just a second. But hey, be sure to subscribe, follow, and leave us a 5-star review on Apple Podcasts if that's an option for you. And as always, subscribe and turn on those notifications so you know when a new Gains episode drops. We drop Gains episodes on Wednesday mornings. We'll be right back after the break.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code MAN at checkout. That's harrys.com, code MAN. Enjoy.
All right, we're back with Trevor Crabb, volleyball pro and 9-time winner of the AVP Tour. So Trevor, let's talk about the fresh ownership, because that can make a big deal, a big difference on where the sport's going. And then, like, as we just mentioned, there's another component, and we'll have you explain that in just one second. But talk about the new ownership. What's this mean for players, the experience, you know, everything involved in pro beach volleyball?
So I think this new ownership is very beneficial for the players. They're trying to basically, you know, pay us more and making us, you know, professional athletes and what we kind of deserve. And this new league is basically, you know, we're each there's a few cities around the U.S. and each city is going to have a girls, women's team and a men's team and kind of compete for a league championship. So similar to like how the NBA is, you know, you have a regular season and then a league championship at the end. So it's definitely different than the normal weekend volleyball tournament, you know, that you see 32 teams or 16 teams competing for. This new league is going to be the top 8 teams per gender battling it out for, you know, the championship crown.
And this is both men and women participating in this event. You know, you talked about that new ownership and bringing fresh money to the table, some new ideas. Going a little bit more in depth on what this league is like then. So, you know, we kind of finish things off here in Chicago, and then you move into the league portion.
Correct, yes. And I think it's, you know, they're trying to make the tour profitable. You know, it hasn't really been very profitable in the past. And with this new business model with the league, they're thinking it's going to be more profitable for them, the ownership, and for the players. So we're going to be able to make more money. And I believe them, and I'm definitely looking forward to it.
And then talk about your team, you know, the team that you're bringing to this year's event. Give us a little preview.
So I'm playing with the same partner as last year, who I won it with. His name is Theo Bruner. So we're looking to go back-to-back together. And we just won last week in Manhattan. So we're feeling good and definitely feeling good to win Chicago for me a third time in a row.
Give us a kind of a look inside the sport, things about pro beach volleyball that people might not be aware of.
You know, I would say, like I was saying before, a lot of players have other side jobs. And then for the, I think a unique part of it is the coaching aspect. A lot of teams we're free to hire our own coaches, kind of like, you know, tennis or golf. And one you'll see a coach 1 week, and then you can fire, you know, your coach. Some teams have fired their coach right away after the tournament and hired a new coach for the next tournament. So it's a pretty unique thing, having, you know, different coaches in our box, and that relationship between coach and player.
And again, you kind of touched on this earlier, but the fan experience is really unique because you're able to just get so much closer to the players. It's as from a fan standpoint, it really does feel like you have a little bit more access. And just, I wanted you to touch on that.
Yeah, and you know, volleyball is like a grassroots sport, and it, you know, we came from playing, you know, in our backyards or out with friends at the beach. So we're more down to earth people, down to earth athletes, and it's just a great thing about the sport is being able to interact with the fans and showing them that we're just, you know, we're pretty normal everyday people. So it's pretty cool.
Just normal everyday people getting to participate in your passion and what you love. I mean, that's got to be a sweet, sweet place to be.
Oh, yeah. I am not complaining at all, just to be able to call my office, you know, the beach, and be out there playing a sport, which I love. And it doesn't get much better than that.
Well, let's talk about training real quick, because I was curious on volleyball players are in just such great condition. And what is the training regimen like? How do you prepare when you go, you know, get ready for a season, and then, you know, more specifically, do an event like Chicago?
So yeah, I mean, we're basically training wise, we're practicing around five times a week, and we're in the gym at least 3 to 4 times a week doing recovery stuff, and then that's kind of what preseason kind of looks like. During the season, when we're playing more tournaments, that's kind of where we're getting a lot of our in-shapeness, you would say, is just playing events. So we're not practicing as much, but we're still out there working on like small things here and there. But spending more time, I think, a lot of more time in the gym and doing recovery stuff, because playing in, you know, 90 degree heat, you know, for a tournament 3 days for a weekend is pretty grueling on the body. So recovery comes to in a big effect.
Do you cross train? Are there other sports that you find can help your volleyball ability?
Not really sports wise. I say cross training would be like doing like yoga or things like that I would incorporate, but no other real sports I would say that help it.
It's a really unique animal to itself. You mentioned you're out there, it's hot, you're sweating. What's that diet and hydration regime look like?
So yeah, the hydration is probably the biggest thing. That's, you know, obviously constant, a lot of water and electrolytes, just kind of nonstop before the tournament, during the tournament. And then food wise, try to keep it pretty clean, but honestly, just carb loading and eating as much as possible during the tournament, because it's kind of hard to, it's hard to put down food when, you know, you're a little, I would say heat, little heat sickness here and there.
To say the least, right?
The hydration part is the biggest thing.
Where is this all going as far as pro beach volleyball? We talked about new ownership, expanding the offerings to fans. What's your vision of the sport and the business of volleyball going forward?
I mean, we're going to be looking at something totally never seen before in the game of beach volleyball with this new league. I'm very excited about it. It's really going to show a different side of the sport. You know, there's not going to be those long tournaments anymore. It's going to be more focused on single matches head-to-head with another team. So, yeah, this has really never been done before, and this could be the future of the AVP and the domestic tour. But yeah, this is the first time it's going to happen this fall, starting in September. So I think we're just going to have to wait and see and see how it all plays out.
And I touched on this earlier, but the Olympics, I got really used to seeing a lot of sports that, you know, you don't see every weekend. And do sports like pro beach volleyball, do they really see a nice little boost in interest in these Olympic years?
Yes, for sure. You know, I think someone told me that beach volleyball is like the most watched sport in the Olympics. Unfortunately, it's only one every 4 years. So that isn't very great, but that Olympic year, especially now what the AVP is doing, is kind of cashing in on those viewerships. So yeah, we'll see that this weekend in Chicago.
You mentioned you played indoor as well. The U.S. did pretty well. I watched that U.S.-Poland matchup for the indoor. So both on the beach volleyball side, and then also the U.S. is showing promising indoor, and some of those guys will eventually be on the beach as well.
Yeah, we get a couple crossover athletes every couple of years, and they do pretty well. It takes them, you know, a year or two to kind of get their beach legs, but those guys are some of the best athletes in the world. So coming over to the beach, they usually will do pretty well.
And then also talk about making that jump from indoor volleyball to beach volleyball. And you kind of touched on the fact that there's a bit of a jump from traditional indoor volleyball to the beach. You mentioned getting your beach legs.
Yes, it's definitely a different game. You know, the indoor side is a little more physical, and you don't really have to, you know, rely on just, you don't, you're not relying on one other guy, your partner. You get five other guys on your team. It's 6-on-6. So it's more position based. And for beach, you kind of have to be ready to do everything. You know, you and your partner kind of have to do everything yourselves. So it's a little different that way. I would say it's a little more strategic too, versus the, you know, the physicality of the indoor game. But that would be the biggest difference, I would say.
Teammate, you know, your partner and vibe. I mean, I got to figure in the pro beach sport, you got to be at the level where you're almost able to finish each other's sentences. You just kind of know each other at a level that's probably you don't see in a lot of places. Is that fair to say?
Yeah, for sure. And it's a little, sometimes it can be a little too much. You know, you're traveling the world with this one person. You're staying in the same hotel room the whole time. You're basically, you know, you're basically in a relationship with this partner of yours, you know, so it can be challenging, but it can also be, you know, pretty fun and unique, because you get to do everything with just that one guy and just kind of rely. You get to rely on each other and have each other's backs.
Yeah, you know, for those kids and teens and young adults out there that are playing volleyball, you know, and are good. You know, I'm thinking high school, collegiate level. And what's your advice for them if this is something that they would eventually want to do?
I think, you know, the best way to keep getting better while they're young is to just keep playing in tournaments, in games as much as you can, and then find a partner that you like and try to keep that consistent. And then the quicker you can get a coach to help you out, the better, because I didn't have my first, you know, beach volleyball coach till I was like 24 years old. So before that, it was just kind of learning from, you know, friends and family. So it wasn't, it wasn't very traditional. So I think just getting out with a coach early and then playing in tournaments and with your friends as much as possible.
You're going to continue to dominate in your career, but I ask athletes this often. After it's all said and done, what will be the next step for you?
That's a great question. And I ask myself that almost every week. And to be honest, I don't exactly know, but I think it'll involve the game of volleyball in some way. I don't know if it's coaching or not, but could be, you know, running leagues or tournaments or whatever. But I think it'll still be a part of my life, even if I'm not, you know, coaching. So we'll see.
Top interest beyond volleyball. I'm just out of curiosity.
Top interest beyond volleyball. Wow. Is it possible to become a professional sports gambler?
Oh, now you're talking. My podcast, you know, you're talking to a degen here. Sports gambling, and then also, I mean, crypto. Let's start there.
Yeah.
You know, the Gains podcast. We're you know, often we don't talk about sports that much, but we talk about the business, and I break away from time to time. But yeah, gambling and investing, they're kind of the same way. And
I've kind of dabbled into my first investment property this year, so I'm kind of on that route as well. So I'm learning those things as well.
It's good to be well-rounded, right? You need multiple interests. So so we're excited about this weekend. It's a great venue. It's a beautiful location. You know, final thoughts. What, you know, as we wrap up today's Gains podcast.
Final thoughts. I mean, I would just say I'm looking forward to a great summer weekend in Chicago, and after the tournament, there's always a good after party, and during the tournament, there's always great places to go eat, and I just love everything about the city of Chicago. When I come there for the AVP has been a treat for me.
Well, big thanks to Trevor Crabb, beach volleyball pro, and he will be in the mix at this weekend's AVP Chicago Open at Oak Street Beach. Also, tickets are still available at avp.com/tickets. All right, hey, be sure to subscribe, follow, and leave us a 5-star review on Apple Podcasts if that's an option for you. And as always, subscribe and turn on those notifications so you know when a new Gains episode drops. We drop Gains episodes on Wednesday mornings, and I look forward to seeing you then.
A News Radio WBBM podcast, powered by Odyssey.